Doctors Nova Scotia appointed their new president, Dr. Colin O'Dane, during their annual conference that took place June 10th. Dr. O'Dane aims to stabilize family medicine and hopes to reach an agreement between Doctors Nova Scotia and the provincial government to ensure Nova Scotians receive the best care and physicians have a thriving workforce.
You know, just anecdotally, family medicine is a problem across the country. We know here in Nova Scotia, we've got over 145,000 people that don't have access to a family doctor. You hear that on a daily basis or weekly basis when you're just talking to people day-to-day lives, whether I'm at work or, somewhere outside of work. We also, Doctors Nova Scotia, in preparation for the negotiations that are currently going on, did survey to our membership, as well as the number of focus groups. And regardless of specialty, family medicine was considered a priority by, a majority of our membership as well. So I think for those reasons, it's worthwhile to try and stabilize that.
You're coming in at a critical time during these negotiations. So what is the deal you're hoping will be the outcome, and how will this new contract help with physician recruitment as well?
Well, it's hard for me to talk very much about the contract until the details have been finalized. But what I can say is that the Department of Health and Wellness and Doctors Nova Scotia have been aligned on the goal of trying to improve healthcare for Nova Scotians, and that it has been a very collaborative process thus far. We're optimistic that we'll reach a deal soon.
Will access to primary healthcare reduce the long wait times in ER, and also the 600 long-term care beds? Will that sort of help with the overflow that the ER has seen over the past few months?
Yes. So all of these things are related. So having access to family doctors, there's no doubt that there are patients who go to the emergency department every day because they don't have access to a primary care provider, and that's their, they feel their only option. So that will definitely remove some of the pressure from the emergency department. Long-term care beds is another massive, concern. And the more long-term care beds that we can have, the more beds that we can have available in the hospital for people who actually need to be in the hospital. So that'll take pressure off eMERGE. That'll also improve wait lists for surgery. I'm an anesthesiologist. I work in the operating room. And it's not uncommon for us to have to cancel patients on the day of surgery because there's no bed for them after their operation. So yeah, that will all help.
I know there was a bit of talk about sort of a collaborative doctor's office. Can you kind of speak to what that collaboration would entail? I guess it varies community to community based on what the needs are.
Yeah, so I think what you're describing is what we would call a health home model of care. And that would vary from community to community. It would depend on what the needs of the community or the family physician may be. But essentially, it would involve healthcare providers, working to their full scope of practice. So that may be a pharmacist, nurse practitioner, family doctor, social worker, or other types of healthcare providers, depending on circumstances. And typically, but not necessarily, the family doctor would be the lead person in the group. But essentially, the benefits of that are that the continuity of care for the patient is optimized. The patient's records are all in one site, and the patient will be able to see the person they need to see that day. So it might not be the family doctor if that's not the most appropriate person for them to see. It may be a nurse practitioner or, a pharmacist depending on what the reason for contacting the office would be. So that is what we would envision as the best care for patients going forward.
Yeah. And have there been steps to sort of start creating these this model?
Well, there are a couple of sort of pilot projects to see, you know, if they are successful, and by all accounts, they have been. The physicians that are working in those settings are very happy to have the help and the support, and it's by all accounts improved, you know, the quality of care for those patients going through the clinic.